Susan Pinkney, and welcome back to the Southern Belle of Beverly Hills. This episode is called Period. Don't. Okay, real quick. I love Chanel Ayan from The Real Housewives of Dubai. I've been watching it, and I kind of like how when she's trying to make a point, she ends it with not just saying period, which, you know, most people do say, make a point, and then they say period. But she says period. Don't. And today's episode is really important. It's about period supply chain shortage. I know this is a topic that people don't like to talk about. And for some reason, even though the majority of women all experience this same thing just about every 28 days, it is one of the least talked about subjects. I don't think that we should walk into a room and say, hey guys, I'm on my period. But at the same time, it should not be a secret or taboo if somebody did do that. And I just want us to be a little bit more comfortable talking about, hey, you know what? I went to go look for my OBs and they weren't there. Are you having a problem finding yours too? Or whatever your preferred brand is? Because there is a problem. If you Google it, you can find information about the supply chain shortage, what some of these companies have said to address said issues. For example, let me just say this. This is also an example of how we like to turn on each other, which we should be a team and all stick together, first of all. There was a story about how Amy Schumer, the comedian actress, somehow created this period supply chain issue. And I am appalled that that had any traction whatsoever on social media. It had nothing to do with Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer is a great comedian actress who got paid by a company for their brand campaign. And it was a very good brand campaign, but that did not have anything to do with why you cannot find your favorite brand of tampons. So my point is, let's get to the real issues, find out what's really going on, and do whatever our small part is to fix it. Let's stop being scared to talk about your Aunt Flo. What were those names? It was a bunch of names. Your Aunt Flo, somebody's coming to visit, her friend is here. I don't know, something about a red flag. There was a bunch of things people said to avoid saying period. I personally like to say cycle just because I feel like that's more accurate. Like, oh, you know, I'm having my cycle. Even though your whole life is the cycle, the whole month is a cycle. But when I say it, people know what I mean. So yeah, I'm having my cycle. Anyway, so I feel like we should really get comfortable saying, you know, whatever your terminology is going to be for being able to speak to your friends, girlfriends, moms, sisters, wife, whomever, about what's actually happening so that we can all work together and fix the problem and not to blame each other. When there was a formula shortage, toilet paper shortage, paper towel shortage, the news was everywhere. Front page, everybody's talking about it. What can we do to make this right? How do we fix this? Now that we're all having difficulty locating our particular brands or locating products in general, mum's the word, as if it's not important. And I'm going to tell you, this is pretty big, huge, important stuff. And I think from the male perspective or someone who doesn't know, they're like, well, as long as something is on the shelf, we don't have a problem. But that's not true. The reason why people have their particular brands is because of fit, is because of reducing wardrobe malfunctions. It's because you know what works with you. And when you don't have those products that you have perfected over a lifetime available to you, things happen. I remember working on a set in Hollywood, and one of the leads was wearing an Herve Leger super bodycon dress. Her character was supposed to be like a vixen who could steal any man. Totally va-va-voom that day. And all of her scenes had her, you know, being like this total seductress lady. And I was standing in for her. It's not anybody you would know. So if you're trying to figure it out, I mean, not, she's had a great career, but it's not anybody that you would know. And she had a terrible wardrobe malfunction that day. Terrible. And I remember my heart sank for her, wondering like how she felt, like what was her reaction. I think about it now, and hopefully she didn't feel embarrassment at all. Hopefully it was just a normal day at work and something happened that was outside of her control, because you know we work very long hours on set. They try to get the shot, especially if there's, you know, lighting involved. They try to make everything happen the way it's supposed to happen on schedule. There's not a lot of time to run to the restroom for a restroom break, let's just say. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I'm surprised that that doesn't happen more often on set or more often in general. Me personally, ever since I started, I've had serious kind of issues. So I have dysmenorrhea. I also have fibroids. And both of those things are not a good combination for a carefree lifestyle, let's just say. I was on set working as the stand-in for Maya one day for the show Scandal. Maya Pope, who was Olivia Pope's mom. So that particular day, I was working with her in a beautiful condo. I've talked about this before, in downtown LA above this French restaurant. I think it's called Louis. This condo was so fabulous. Like all the furniture, very white, light, bright, everything beautiful. And the woman who played Maya Pope in real life is a former dancer. So everything she did, all of her movements were very graceful, and the way she sat, she kind of sprawled on furniture, her legs beneath her, or, you know, in a dancer's position on the sofa, legs folded. Like everything she did was extremely beautiful and graceful, from the way that she sat, the way that she draped herself across a chaise or a sofa, just extremely like a dancer. And this particular day, I was like on day one of my cycle, and it was probably one of the heaviest days I've ever had in my entire life. In this beautiful condo with everything all white and standing for her, who's laying across the furniture, draping herself. I remember not only, of course, you know, watching what my marks were, watching rehearsal, listening to what it was that I needed to, the cues to when to move and when to move where and how I was sitting so that I could mimic what she was doing. I was also extremely concerned that I was going to have some type of wardrobe malfunction that would turn into maybe a biohazard on these people, like this rented house's furniture. Those are the kind of things that women think about, that we have to think about, that you go through, that doesn't go away just because you're working on a Hollywood set. It doesn't go away just because you're wearing a beautiful white dress or because you don't want it there. Those are the things that we have to deal with. So to finish out that story, nothing happened. Everything worked out. Fortunately, because it was such a small crew that day, and because we were not shooting in the restroom, all of her scenes were in the living area and kitchen. They didn't have the bathrooms blocked off. So I was able to actually use the condo's restrooms that day. A lot of times, if they are shooting all over a particular location, those restrooms are off limits and you have to go down to like portable restrooms out on the street. So luckily it wasn't that kind of a day. And I was able to not have any wardrobe malfunctions while we were there. But those thoughts were persistent that entire day. So now just imagine if I didn't have my regular brand, the brand that I have driven all over LA to find before, like in the past, the brand that now as I look online, I'm seeing it vary from its somewhat regular price with regular inflation to almost double the price for one box. We are getting super close to having an issue with our supply chain and nobody's talking about it. So I'm just imploring everyone to talk to your friends, first of all. Find out if they have resources that you don't know about. And contact the companies. Find out what the problem is. Because this is a medical product, that's what they consider it, their medical grade. So not everybody can work those supply chains. We understand that. So find out what your company is doing to get more products on the shelf. I think we need to start making noise now. I can't imagine what it would be like if we get to the place that we were with paper towels, toilet paper, or the formula shortage. Let's stop being polite women and waiting for someone to figure this out for us. Let's figure out what we need to do. We've learned recently that things happen that we never thought would happen in our lifetime. And I'm thinking specifically of Roe v. Wade. I'm very comfortable speaking about my period, the idea that we all have one, from your favorite A-list actors to rappers to whomever. Everyone has a period. And we all need to start talking about it. We have to make sure that we are never in a position where we have to go back to using products that either we don't like, we're not comfortable with, or that are kind of make do. That's unacceptable. Okay, guys, if you enjoyed the show, make sure that you subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And like and tell your friends. Talk to you soon.